Now joined on Behind Kentucky Football, presented by Blue Chip NFTs, we got Justin Rogers, Kentucky defensive lineman.
Yes, sir.
How the first few weeks been going for you of the season?
It's been going good. You know, just still working my technique and just getting better every practice while we out here. Just keep working on little things.
What is Coach Stewart preaching to you guys as a unit to improve on over the next couple weeks?
Just keep training. Finish. Just really new two things. Finish, strain, just run to the ball.
What does finishing look like?
Beating the men in front of you and just making that tackle.
You guys got a lot of depth on your line, a lot of great players, young guys, experienced. Yeah. How is that making everybody better in that room?
Just the competing part. You know, you got Deion Walker, you got Octavius, you got Trayvon, you got me, you got Josiah, you got Sam, Tommy, Khalil. So it's a lot of us.
I did. You mentioned Deion there. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He said, I think, and you probably can get the same thing. People are surprised at how athletic he is. I'm sure you probably get that too.
I know, sure. He big.
Yeah, but I.
No, he definitely athletic. He be amazing me at practice. Sometimes I just look like, wow, like, man, you just don't understand the talent you got right now.
So, but I did, when he was talking about that, he said that he wasn't the fastest D-lineman. I want to see if your guys' answers match up. Who's the fastest D-lineman in a 40-yard dash?
I say Octavius, Trey, probably Khalil, and three.
He didn't mention Trey, but you guys are in line. So, okay, you got good chemistry. You all know each other's room. So, I did those young guys, you mentioned Deion. How have they progressed? Because I think people are really surprised at how much they've contributed.
It's really like, because Deion didn't come here early. He came in the summer. So it's like, just like the steps he took and just, you know, being that guy we can depend on. Like, you know, he's filling some big shoes right now.
Speaking of filling big shoes, you know, in the middle there, you and Josiah got some big shoes to fill. I don't know if you saw Marquand get a sack on Sunday. That's your boy from Detroit. How cool was that to see?
No, it was good to see him out there making plays. So he legit.
Yeah, we all knew. Yeah, we all knew Marquand could do that. But how do you feel you're filling that role, you guys, in the middle of that D-line?
For me, I know, like, we got to feel like it's – for us in the middle is kind of big because, like, we got to take two. But, like, just, like, being, like, here since, for, like, 3 years, just seeing, like, the process of Cuba, Hannah, Marquand, and now it's me. It's really, you know, I've been knowing what to do this whole time. So it's, like, I understand, like, we play a big role.
Kind of describe that because I often talk to you guys on the D-line. You know, your stats, you're not racking up tackles necessarily because you mentioned a little bit, but taking on two blocks. But what is your role?
Really defeat the guy in front of me. If I got to take two. Let our linebackers make plays. So I'm just, it's a team effort. You got to do what you got to do to help your team out. And shoot, that's what I'm going to do, just help the team out, anything to win.
How much fun, look back a couple weeks, was it to get that first SEC win at Florida?
Oh, man, that was crazy. Defense, defense shut everything down. So it was crazy, just the environment, just going out there. It was definitely great.
And then you follow it up with the first shutout in a long time here at home. Yeah. How cool was it to be a part of that?
Basically, like, all the experience, like, we're going through, like, every week, it's amazing just to know we're building history here right now.
Let's step off the field for a little bit. I wanted to ask you about the Detroit-Kentucky pipeline. Talking to us, you mentioned Deion. How much are you kind of helping with the young guys? Because you were in those roles,
Just really tell them, like, what to, like, look for and just know, follow your heart for real. Just know. Because your heart ain't going to lead you wrong.
What about your dog? I see you posting about him all the time. I was pausing there. Yeah, to get Chewy. Okay. Tell me about him.
Chewy. That's really he's just everything to me. I can say, like, he really everything to me. Just having a pet. But, like, I don't even look at him as, like, a dog. He's just like a son to me. Like, that's like my best friend for real.
So what do you, what's the daily routine with you?
Daily routine, you know, wake up early, take him outside, let him run around for probably for like 45 minutes, come back inside, no, feed him, give him water. Then I tell him I'm about to leave. I'll be back in a couple hours. And I just turn the TV on, let him watch TV.
Okay. What's his go-to shows?
He liked The Simpsons. So he loved The Simpsons. Or he liked The Big Bang Theory. So he, I ain't gonna lie to you, know, like when I come back in the house, he'll either be sitting on the couch just watching The Big Bang Theory.
And I don't think we mentioned, what kind of dog is he?
English Bulldog.
That's awesome. Going back to the field, as we come up getting ready for Northern Illinois, what are you guys looking to prove this weekend?
Just another shutout with the defense, stopping the run, just really just playing physical up front.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Welcome back into Behind Kentucky Football now, joined by Kentucky linebacker Trevin Wallace. How do you think your first few weeks of the season have been going?
I can say they've been going pretty slow for me, you know, because first game I didn't play at all due to the injury. And second game I didn't play as I wanted to because they were still trying to hold me back from what I was going through with my calf. So, you know, it's starting off slow, but it's getting better.
How are you feeling health-wise now?
Oh, I'm feeling way better now. You know, moving, everything. They don't bother me anymore. I'm feeling great.
I mean, how tough is it to be held back? Immensely, was that for you?
Man, it was horrible. It was like, when I wanted to go in, it was like, they was like, well, we want to, you know, hold you back because you're calf. And it was like, I was getting frustrated because I was like, I'm a tough boy. So, you know, from the South, you know, when we get hurt, they tell us, throw some clay on and go outside. So I was like, man, I know I can go out there and play. But they were still trying to hold me back.
I like that. Throw clay on it from down there. Yeah. But how good did it feel to get out in that second game in limited action for you?
It felt good to play, you know, against Florida. You know, growing up watching them, it still felt good playing in that because that's my first time ever being to that stadium. So it felt great.
So how good did it feel to get the win at Florida?
It felt even better too, you know, playing against the orange and blue. When I was growing up watching them, then going there and beat them in their own stadium, it felt real great.
And then on top of it, it was put Coach Stoops over the top to become the all-time winningest coach. How fun was it to be a part of that moment?
That's really great for to be part of that moment, you know, because me, I didn't know that, you know, because I don't know the history of Kentucky, but it's great to know that he's all-time winningest coach.
And then speaking of history, you guys made it as a defense last week at first home shutout in a long time. How much fun was that for you guys?
It was real fun. Like, when you go in the locker room, it was crazy, you know, because I was sitting there, like, the first shutout we had in a long time. I was like, well, that's crazy, you know. I ain't never been a part of a team that had a shutout, so it was crazy. That was my first one.
Really? All the way back to?
High school, like, the first one.
So, I mean, in those, I don't know if you were on the field with Carrington's pick or, you know, when they got close to the end. What were those kind of moments like when you were trying to preserve that shutout?
Oh, so at first when he got the PI, I was like, dang, they finna score. But when Carrington, like, hit the ball in the air, I was like, okay. And then he caught it, I was like, oh, this is real good right here.
Why didn't he get down quicker?
Hey, he was like, he wanted to run. He was looking like he wanted to go somewhere. And I wanted him to run out the end zone too, just to do it.
I want to talk about your position group. I think it's one of the deepest, most experience on the whole team from the linebacker standpoint. What are you learning from the guys as a group, learning from each other?
You know, we learn everything, you know, even with the young guys, you know, like square access, what he can do better, and then we ask him what he can do better. So, you know, it's like in a versatile. So, he asks us, oh, what can I do better on the field? We're like, oh, so-and-so this. And we ask him what we can do better. So, it's really, like, good for both of us because we learn from the old guys and the old guys learn from the young guys.
What's some of the best advice that DeAndre's given to you?
He always told me to study. He was like, you are athletic. He was like, and he said, you're good. He said, but if you want the game to go real slow, he said, you study and study the team. He said, go real slow. Because he was like, my freshman year, he was like, I was doing the same thing, you know, just going out and play. But he was like, once I learned what the other team do, he said, go real slow. So that's one thing he gave me.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I see it. I see it a lot now, you know, because I've been studying more. I see, like, I'm like, oh, man, the game is really going slow if you study a lot.
What does that feel like when you're on the field? I mean, is it a situation where you see what's going to happen before it does, or how does that, like, play when you're, you know, going through the process?
It helps out a lot. So, like, you can tell, like, if somebody, they line up in a formation, then you can, like, okay, they got this, or they do certain amount of things like this formation. So it helps you a lot, you know, to slim down what they can do in the formation.
Your coach, Coach Mike Stoops, being coached by a guy who's, you know, been around, been the head coach of a program, how much has he helped you kind of, I'm sure he's been a little bit of a different voice than in years past. How much is that? What that maybe has he taught you in a different way that made it something click?
I mean, he teaches a lot coming from a defensive coordinator, you know, from other schools, learning stuff. But, you know, we learn from him and Square, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Coach Mike, you know, he's new to the program, so he's still, like, kind of getting a grasp of it. So we learn stuff from him and also learn stuff from Square. So it's really good that we got both of them, you know, to teach us stuff.
How would you kind of describe Coach Bradwhite as a DC? What's he like when the whole defense is together in a meeting room?
When we're in the meeting room, he's serious. Like, you can't laugh, nothing. You better pay attention. He's real serious about it. But, like, otherwise than that, when you out, like, outside, out here, he's a real great guy. But in the defensive room, when we having a meeting, it's strictly business. So you can't play around in there. So he's real serious.
What is he teaching you in those meeting rooms?
He teaches everything. He teaches the alignments. Like, he teaches stuff. I be mind-blown about stuff he be teaching us. Coming from a defensive coordinator, that's smart. It's, like, it's crazy stuff. He be saying stuff. I was like, man. I said, I really didn't know this stuff like this. He be saying stuff. I be looking so clueless. Like, wow, this man really smart. So, it's, like, it be some stuff he be saying, and he be like, whoa. Like, this man knows his sport.
Coming off a nice win last Saturday, how excited are you to get back on the field against Northern Illinois?
You know, I'm really excited, too, because they are a very great team. I think they projected to win the MAC, so that's a real great team. You know, so it's going to be feeling real good playing against some competition like that.
Trevin, thank you so much for your time.